This is JIS News. Coming up, Electoral Office reports smooth start to Election Day activities. EPOC urges government to maintain fiscal discipline and National Works Agency undertaking multi-million dollar Zika virus cleanup. The details after the break.
I'm compelled to foster a child because there are so many children out there who really need love. Because over the years, I've had quite a few. I'm appealing to mothers and fathers, share your home, share your heart with children out there who are in need.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-28412. Share your home. Foster a child.
Now the news. Director of Elections Orit Fisher is expressing satisfaction with Election Day proceedings, noting that voting progressed smoothly at the majority of polling stations across the island. This as thousands of Jamaicans turned out to cast their ballots in the 2016 general elections. Mr. Fisher says approximately 99% of the polling stations opened on time. He's commending Election Day workers for their role in ensuring the day's activities progressed seamlessly.
I am indeed very, very proud of the way the staff and the Election Day workers have managed to get things out today. If I'm to be brutally frank, the time frame was very, very short. We had to work day and night in order to get to this stage. And there were times when I personally wasn't so sure that we were able to make it, but the staff, they never quit.
Mr. Fisher was speaking at a press conference at the Electoral Centre at Red Hills Road in Kingston Thursday. Meanwhile, the polling station at the Nokalva Basic School in eastern Hanover was relocated following a fire at the institution. Reports are that at about 2 a.m., fire was discovered coming from a section of the building. The Jamaica Fire Brigade was called in and the blaze extinguished. Director of Elections Orit Fisher says on learning about the incident, quick action was taken by the Electoral Office of Jamaica to find an alternative location. In the meantime, Mr. Fisher is also seeking to clarify the misconception that numbers on the ballot papers can be traced back to voters.
Once you vote and you return, the presiding officer removes the counterfoil. What is left now is a ballot with only the presiding officer's signature and to show validity and the names of the candidate and the symbols and how you would have voted. So at that point, there is nothing to tie you to the ballot.
One of the primary reasons for presiding officers is to ensure that the ballot given to a particular voter is the same one returned. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says the country must maintain the fiscal discipline adopted under its extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund in order to lock in the economic gains made to date. Mr. Biles says over the past 4 years, the country's debt-to-GDP ratio has dropped from 144 to 126%, adding that the current fiscal policies must be maintained in order to keep national debt on a downward trajectory beyond 2017, when the IMF agreement ends.
In 2017, where will we be? We probably will be at about 120% debt-to-GDP, somewhere around there. Still a far way from where you should be, which is 60% debt to GDP at the maximum. The fact that the four-year agreement with the IMF is done doesn't mean that we can abandon the policies that we have implemented and followed in the last 4 years.
Mr. Biles was speaking at the monthly EPOC press briefing earlier this week. And amid concerns regarding the Zika virus, the National Works Agency, NWA, is undertaking a multi-million dollar project aimed at cleaning potential mosquito breeding sites. This will include the cleaning of critical drains in St. James, Hanover, Westmoreland, and Trelawney. Community Relations Officer at the NWA Western Region, Janelle Ricketts, says approximately $24 million has been devoted to the initiative. She says among the sites being targeted are the Catherine Hall Drains and the North Gully in St. James, Solace Lane Drain and Sandy Bay Gully in Hanover, and Petersville and George's Plain Drains in Westmoreland. While in Trelawney, the agency will target areas such as Troy and Alberttown. According to Ms. Ricketts, the program is far advanced and works are expected to be completed in short order. This latest effort by the NWA forms part of an ongoing island-wide drain cleaning program. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.